faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome and glad you're with us. And I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is Dr. John Whitcomb is with us today. Dr. John, ask Dr. John. We've done over 100 programs. I think we're somewhere around close to 125 to 150 programs, one-hour programs, with Dr. John Whitcomb. Someone I first met when I was 10 years old when he had dinner in my home. Or I guess it was my parents' home. And who would have thought years later we'd be doing close to 150 one-hour programs together, a program we called Ask Dr. John. Dr. John Whitcomb, and many of you know him, you love him, you appreciate him. And so the good news is he's with us today. The sad news, the bad news, the sad news is this will likely be the last time he's with us on radio because of, well, he's 93 and there's some health issues. He's struggling with Parkinson's. I asked if that was all right to just go ahead and say what it is. And he said, sure. And he's struggling with that. And so I would ask you to pray for him. The good news, though, we've got good news, bad news. Now, some good news. I think I'm going to be with him in person this fall and film a couple TV shows with him over a course of 2 days because we want to capture him on video. Well, talking about his favorite topic, I think, which is creation, biblical creation, the Genesis flood, the Genesis record. He wrote that book 60 years ago with Dr. Henry Morris, and so we're looking forward to that. But today, again, is a sad day because we have just so loved having Dr. John Whitcomb on. I love his heart. I love his love of the Word. I love his whole attitude. His gentleness, but yet also his boldness. What a gift to the church. Dr. John Whitcomb, my friend, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Brennan. It's a joy to be able to open God's precious book, the Bible, the only book God has ever written, and read how the world began, what's happening now and why, and what's going to happen soon. We just trust the Spirit of God, who's the ultimate author of this book, tell us what we need to know, especially about how the universe, the sun, moon, and stars, and the earth, atmosphere, oceans, plants, animals, and people came into existence within 6 24-hour days, not many thousands of years ago. Thank you, God, for this marvelous record of what you did, how, why, and when.
Amen. 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 All right, Dr. John, so this is our last program due to some health issues. You're 93, and it's just getting a little tough. The live radio is a little difficult for guys that are 48, much less 93, with some health issues. And so we totally understand, and we agreed that I would open that up and say that, and then you would add anything that you wanted to add about that before we go into our topic. So what would you like to add, if anything, about this being our last program?
Well, I just say, Lord, thank you for all these years of opportunity to minister the Word of God. We just trust that the Spirit of the Lord will use what was said, what's been written, what's been recorded to enlighten, illuminate, convict, and transform people around the world to turn to the Jesus Christ who created the universe, who died for our sins upon that cross. Praise God, he rose from the dead. He's alive forevermore. And as we just put our faith in him, he will change us, transform us, redeem us, and someday glorify us in his wonderful power. Amen.
Amen. And, of course, what's wonderful, Dr. John, is all of these programs have been recorded, and they are available for people in our Situation Room. We're having many, many, many of them transcribed and put into our Bible software program online. And so isn't it wonderful to know that the 125 to 150 programs we've done, I've lost track, but I need to go count, that they will go on, Lord willing, for years to come. So thank you for that gift. And I know our listening friends join me in wanting to thank you for the gift you've given us of those programs that will minister and equip and encourage people, Lord willing, for years to come. So thank you for that gift.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, let's talk about a book you wrote a few years ago. You gave me the book when we were in person in Indianapolis when you spoke at our Worldview Weekend there a few years ago, and it's called Our Created Moon. It's a beautiful book. It's a coffee table book, folks. It's hardcover. It is highly professional, beautiful book, full-color pictures. I have a copy. I love it. It's in my library. I can see it when I look across the room, actually. It's wonderful. So, Dr. John, this is a great book to talk about, because we have something coming up here this month related to the sun and the moon. Tell me about that and how it relates to your book.
Yes, on August the 21st, and here we are August the 1st, so it's only 20 more days, millions of Americans will experience a total eclipse of the sun. From Oregon to South Carolina, there'll be a total darkness in the daytime for 2 minutes along the path of totality. And friends, from the beginning of time, the moon has intrigued humanity. From its creation to the current issues of space exploration, the moon has been both a light in the night and a protective shield of Earth placed perfectly by God. Question, where did the moon come from? When did this light first shine on the Earth? How old is it? What does the Bible have to say about the moon? Well, friends, it's so amazing. There are just so many passages. Let's start with Genesis chapter 1. Listen to this amazing statement. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and days and years, and let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Now listen carefully. Genesis 1:16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also. Trillions of stars instantaneously created by the mere spoken word of Jesus Christ. You say that that's fantastic. You mean Jesus Christ, who was on this earth 2,000 years ago and died on a cross, created the whole universe? Yes. This is stated so clearly in John chapter 1, verse 3, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17, Hebrews 1, 2, and Jesus said, I am the light of the world, John 9, 5. And I say, well, oh, Father, how amazing is what you've condescended to tell us about this wonderful person through whom we have the gift of eternal life through faith in him. And so, you know, friends, in our moon book, we state the gospel, the good news of salvation, on page 6. And then especially on his power and glory when he was here on earth on page 35, he just did things instantly. Raised people from the dead, healed the sick, thousands of people healed. I say, Lord, how marvelous that the creator of the sun and the moon and the stars came to this planet. What a condescension. Philippians tells us in chapter 1 that he condescended to come all the way down to this planet Earth and become a permanent member of the human race. And I say, fantastic, your love, your grace, your power, your wisdom. And so we have tried to explain on pages 19 and 20 of our book, Our Created Moon, co-authored with Dr. Don DeYoung, an outstanding Christian astronomer, very special price, $8.99 for this cause, for this occasion. On pages 19 and 20, an explanation is offered regarding when eclipses occur in the path across America of the upcoming lunar eclipse. Now, friends, it'll just be for a couple of seconds, and as you look up, be careful that your eyes don't meet that sun and damage you, but it's an amazing and rare event. And I say, well, thank you, Lord, for allowing us this month of August on that special day to actually be able to see for ourselves some of the marvelous things that you've made for your power, through your power and for your glory, that we might understand who you are. You know, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, John 9, 5. And I say, well, oh, dear Father, thank you for Jesus. For God, that's the Father, so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that by faith in him we may have not perish, but have eternal life. That's a gift right now for anyone who just says, Lord Jesus, I trust in you. I believe in you. I thank you. And as I look at that moon up there, I'm reminded of you. You just spoke one word. There it was. Oh, what power. What glory. What more could the Bible say than he's actually said? And I say, well, if you're interested, friends, in these things that we've written about him, you might check our website, WhitcombMinistries.org, and our Facebook page, Whitcomb Ministries, that we can be of some help to you. And sooner than we realize, by death or rapture, we'll be seeing him. And I say, Lord Jesus, help us now to trust you, believe in you, honor you, pray to you, and reflect your glory into other people's lives. Praise God for that opportunity.
Amen. Well, Dr. Whitcomb, I want folks to go to your website at WhitcombMinistries.org. WhitcombMinistries.org. And there they can find this book, hardcover, coffee table book, Our Created Moon. Dr. Whitcomb, what else will they find in this book? I mean, there's a lot of pictures. And who helped you put this book together? And what was the ultimate purpose in writing this book?
Well, it's just amazing. Dr. DeYoung, a dear friend of mine for many years, has agreed with me that this is a wonderful opportunity to talk to people about the Creator. You know, I wrote a little paper about this, if you don't mind it. Let me just a short one. Listen to this. Who were the first astronomers? They were Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve? Yes, as a part of his God-given lordship over the world, Adam had named the beasts and the birds. And when God gave him a wife, they both could see his creation with eyes that were not dimmed or distorted by a sinful nature. Therefore, now listen, friends, during their first night on the earth, they could clearly see the moon as the lesser light to rule the night. And today the Bible enables us to see the moon as they did. And I'm sure that Adam and Eve praised God for that marvelous thing that they saw. And may we do the same today. The moon didn't evolve, dear friends, through billions of years. It's not that old. It was created instantaneously. And I have letters in my file from men who walked on the moon. Hmm. And I just say, thank you, God, for what you have shown to us in this time of our lives about your creation of the universe and the world and life on this planet. Thank you, God.
Amen. Absolutely. WhitcombMinistries.org, where you'll find it. WhitcombMinistries.org. Dr. Whitcomb, thank you so much for your ministry, your friendship, and your example. Thank you so much, Dr. Whitcomb.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thanks again.
Dr. John Whitcomb, folks. Now, the rest of the program is going to be you. I want you to call into the program and tell us what the ministry of Dr. Whitcomb has meant, whether it's been through Ask Dr. John or maybe hearing his Bible teaching on Sunday mornings or on his website or our website, because then I want to send the link to Dr. Whitcomb through his daughter for her to bring it up on a computer for him to listen to. So would you call in right now at 1-800-347-9829 and tell us what the ministry of John Whitcomb has meant to you. Hello, this is Brandon House, and the Worldview Weekend Situation Room is now approaching $125,000 in ebooks, audiobooks, transcripts, Bible software, conference DVDs, and more. You can check it out now at situationroom.net/join. Situationroom.net/join. Our Bible software program is worth it alone. Have you checked out worldviewpedia.com? You can test drive it now, worldviewpedia.com. There's just one of the many clubs you get when you're a member of the Situation Room, and you can join at situationroom.net/join. You can join for just $10 a month, $149 for 2 years, or $99 a year. Full details at situationroom.net/join.
You are listening to Worldview Radio Network, a broadcast ministry of Worldview Weekend and Worldview Weekend Foundation.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Thank you for listening to WVW Broadcast Network. Would you support our network now with a tax-deductible contribution so we can keep these programs going? You can make a tax-deductible contribution online at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there and our phone number if you prefer to give by phone. Thank you again for listening to WVW Broadcast Network. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Dr. Whitcomb is still with us, and I'd like to give you the opportunity, while he's listening, to call in and tell us what the ministry of John Whitcomb has meant to you. I thought maybe he was going to go, but he stayed, and so he's here with us. And so I'd like for you to call in right now at 1-800-347-9829. We're not going to ask questions of him today. It's a little difficult for him sometimes to hear the callers and all that. So don't call in to ask Dr. John today. Today is not ask Dr. John. Today is tell Dr. John, all right? Today is not ask Dr. John. It's tell Dr. John. Today I want you to tell Dr. John what his ministry has meant to you. What have you learned? Some of you maybe have followed Dr. John Whitcomb's ministry a long time. Maybe you, like I, was introduced to Dr. John Whitcomb at the age of about 8, 9, 10 years old, somewhere in there. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've been following his ministry since you were a child. Or maybe you just found out about his ministry just recently. But we'd love for you to hear, we'd love for him to hear what his ministry has meant to you. So, all you got to do is call in 1-800-347-9829.
Okay.
800.
Good.
I'm about to get stung by a wasp. Hang on. Whoa. That's live radio for you. Hang on.
Just for a couple minutes, people are going to call in and say thank you for your ministry.
All right, I got it. I just killed a wasp. It's about to attack me. And Dalton, I can hear Dr. John speaking, but make sure that's not going over the air. Yeah, I think he's talking to his daughter. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I know that I don't think my team there had planned on me doing phone calls so fast, so that's my fault, and I apologize to them for not giving them a heads up. But they're doing great, and let's go to Peggy, line one. Peggy, thank you for calling in. Go right ahead, Peggy.
Thank you so much for introducing me to Dr. Whitcomb. Dr. Whitcomb, you have influenced my life more than anyone else. You bring tears of joy to my heart and to my eyes, and I want to thank you for your faithfulness and your great reverence for the Lord and the way you so gently would have such reverence as you deliver the Word of God to us. Thank you so much. I am so grateful that you were saved at 17 and went on to serve the Lord in such a gigantic capacity because you were a humble person before him and you still are. Thank you. Thank you. I treasure you deeply.
Amen. And Peggy, the fact that you remember when the age he came a believer, that's wonderful. And folks, remember, he was involved in World War II, and we've heard about that, haven't we, and his involvement in World War II and what he saw and the people he's met. Albert Einstein and so many others. 1-800-347-9829. Your chance to tell Dr. John. For about 150 programs, it's been asked Dr. John, but he's still on the line and he's hearing this. It's your chance to tell Dr. John what his ministry has meant to you. Let's go to Mike on line two. Mike, thank you for calling in. Go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Dr. John has really touched my heart every time that you've had him on. It's like listening to the Holy Spirit, reading from His Word, and someday we'll meet up in heaven, the three of us, at least. But Dr. John, thank you for being so faithful. There are not many out there like you, and I really appreciated it. It's helped my ministry and my walk. God bless you forever.
Thank you, Mike. You know, folks, I don't think Dr. John will mind my saying this. He doesn't even know I know this. But a few months ago, when we got done with a program, and we would send these questions over to him for him to study, and then we would ask them, and then at times we would have enough time to open the phone lines. And when he didn't know what was coming, you know, that's the thing about live radio. You don't know what's coming. And you guys would ask questions, and we would get to see his Bible knowledge on display in such a humble way as he would ask those answer those questions right away, live, without knowing what was coming. And he would grab his Bible, and you could hear the pages of that Bible being turned and him answering those questions. And that's a lot to do at 92, 93, and being, you know, live on radio and trying to hear, and sometimes the phones are not the best to be able to hear, and try to match the timing with the breaks, which are, again, sometimes our phone lines, when a guest is on, the technology cuts off and they can't hear the music coming up, so he's trying to be mindful of the next break. And that's a lot to keep up with for any person. And a few months ago, when we got done with one of these programs where he was answering a lot of questions that we had given him in advance from you, and then we were taking off-the-cuff phone calls, as you asked, Dr. John, we got done and the music played, and there was still a connection. The line was still connected, and I could hear his phone line, and we'd already said goodbye to each other when we were on the air, and normally he would just hang up and that would be it. But the phone line was still open, and I could hear. And what I heard from Dr. John was a whoo, and the phone hung up. And I knew then this is really wearing him out. But you know, he continued, and I kept thinking, I'm going to get a phone call that this is just, all right, too much. But he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept going, because he loves to get out this truth. And so, folks, I don't think everyone fully realizes what it has taken from him physically to do this program. In fact, his daughter told me that there were days when we would finish the program, he would be so exhausted, he would need to go right to bed. And yet he continued doing this for many, many, many more times. And so, folks, he has really done a wonderful job in enduring and not thinking of himself, but thinking of, hey, here's another opportunity to teach. And that's, you know, that's what he's done for so many years, is teach students. And he's had so many students. But we became his student, didn't we? And we're still his student. And we'll be his student for years to come because of his wonderful books, as well as these radio programs we call Ask Dr. John that we will treasure, absolutely treasure, which is why we're spending the effort and the resources to have so many of them transcribed and put into our situation room at worldviewpedia.com so we can use it and analyze it and find it and resource it and benefit from it for years to come. What a gift. 1-800-347-9829. As you tell Dr. John today what his ministry has meant to you, let's go to line three. Douglas, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead, Douglas.
Yes, I just wanted to thank you very much for having Dr. Whitcomb on. I learned of him through your radio station, and I listened to him on Sunday. It's like looking at a show, a three-dimensional show. It's a well-rounded answer to the questions. And not only that, when he goes into his sermon, he gives me the inspiration and the will and the strength to go into Scripture, learn it real well, and then go outside and do the Great Commission. I mean, no matter how many people that I've gone to, ministers, etc., they sort of downplay the Great Commission. But Dr. John gives me strength and courage, and I want to thank him very much for that. I will get into. I will listen to all of his sermons on Sunday, and the ones that I got from you, I usually go over them and over them and over them until they're branded into my mind. And then after that, going out into the community, I can't express to you the feeling I have. Mm. I want to thank you very much, Mr. House, for bringing this gentleman to our bear.
Well, thank you, Dr. Douglas. Really appreciate that. Really do. Thank you. And you know what? He brings up a great point. Listening to these programs over and over and over. I have walked my dog not this dog as much as my last dogs. Sadly, I can't even go out walk my dog sometimes at night anymore like I used to do because I can't have a set pattern anymore. But that's a different story. But when I could, I would walk my dog every night, late at night, sometimes often at 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. and just to try to unwind and get ready to go to bed. And I will put on programs of pastors answering questions. And Dr. John is one of those people. And you can put on his programs, the Ask Dr. John program that we've produced now, so many of them. And you, if you do this while you're on a treadmill, while you're cooking dinner, while you're driving the car, while you're walking your dog, whatever it might be, if you will take those programs, as Douglas was just saying, and listen to them over and over, and now you've got somewhere between 125 and 150 of them, you will get a seminary, almost the equivalent of a seminary degree. You're listening to a man exposit the Word of God as he did on those programs. And oftentimes people will say, how have you learned theology, systematic theology, and these things? How have you learned them? And one way has not only been through reading and writing, but listening. Reading, writing, and listening, using all of those senses. Now, being someone who has dyslexia, I had to gain the ability to listen and read and then memorize and grab data and obtain it and retain it to compensate. And so for me, reading, writing, and listening is a very, very, very big part of that. And when you listen to something, as Doug was saying, over and over, you can get where you memorize these things, and then all of a sudden you have learned how to be able to give a reason for the hope that you profess, to give a reason for anyone who asks of you, to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. So let me urge you to do what Doug is talking about and listen to these programs, particularly the Ask Dr. John programs, where we're just asking him so many theological questions, and then he goes right to the Word of God and gives an answer. If you endeavor to be someone that really knows the Bible, Dr. John is giving you the gift of these programs. I'll remind you, Charles Spurgeon, D.L. Moody, and Vance Havner never went to seminary. D.L. Moody, Vance Havner, and Charles Spurgeon never went to seminary. In fact, it's probably better in many regards today if you don't. And if you do, you better pick very, very carefully. But if you are saying, I'm 25, I'm 35, I'm 45, I'm 55, I'm 65, however old you are, and you say, I want to know the Bible better so I can give an answer, I think Dr. John's given us that gift through the Ask Dr. John programs. So, Doug, I'm glad to hear you've listened to them over and over, because I do the same thing, and that's one of the big ways I have learned because of men like Dr. John Whitcomb. Let's go to line four. Raphael, thank you for calling in. What would you like to tell Dr. John today? All right, we lost Raphael. Let's go to Brad. Raphael, try to call back if you would. Brad, line one. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, brothers. I just wanted to tell everybody about, when I think of Dr. Whitcomb, I think about the time I see him on TV, and it's quite many years ago, where he's preaching on Jesus' account of the beggar Lazarus in Abraham's bosom and the rich man in hell, when the rich man says, send Lazarus to my five brothers so they won't come here. They'll believe if somebody comes back from the dead. And Abraham tells him, if they don't believe Moses and the prophets, they won't be convinced by someone rising from the dead. And then Mr. Whitcomb says, that's amazing. How can somebody be so obstinate and blind? And then he says, well, evidence isn't the issue. It's our worldview. It's what we choose to believe. And we have to start with putting God's word first.
So what he's doing there, Brad, is teaching presuppositional apologetics, isn't he?
That's right. Exactly right.
Evidentiary apologetics is great, but I like what he does, presuppositional. I prefer that. Don't you, Brad?
Yes, I do.
I prefer starting with that because you start with the Word of God. You know, it's like I've heard someone say, the Grand Canyon, there's the evidence. But how do you interpret it? A little bit of water over a long time or a lot of water over a short time? Depends on your presupposition. What do you start with? Thank you, Brad. All right, folks, 1-800-347-9829.
Register now for the Understanding the Times Worldview Weekend. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Friday night, November 3rd, Saturday, November 4th, we're sponsoring the third annual Understanding the Times International Worldview Weekend. This year's theme is Understanding and Preparing for the Terroristic Threats Against Your Family, Community, and Nation. Keynote speakers will include the following experts: John Gondolo, former FBI counterterrorism expert. His bio is very lengthy. You should read it. He's an expert. You can read his bio on our website at wvwtv.com/livestream. We'll also have Chris Gobbets with us. He infiltrated CARE in the Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area and came out with thousands of pages and documents that he says proves that the group CARE, the Center for American Islamic Relations, is connected to such groups as the Muslim Brotherhood and others. You can find his bio at wvwtv.com/livestream. Jason Pratt, he'll be speaking. He's an active duty officer in the U.S. Navy and an aerospace engineering officer. He, by the way, is also an expert in self-defense. We'll also have with us Clint Clemens. He's the owner of a tactical protection company, full-service personal security company specializing in training individuals, businesses, private groups, churches, and schools, and the specifics of security and preparedness in the event of, well, a natural disaster or other emerging threats. And my friends, that's what all these guys are going to be doing, bringing their area of expertise to show you how you should respond if you're caught in an active shooter situation at your school, church, at a mall. Did you know that recently the Washington Times, April 5th, detailed that ISIS is calling on their members to attack Americans in indoor malls, indoor ice rinks, and even at swimming pools? Are your young people prepared? Are your kids prepared? Do they know how to respond if caught in an active shooting scenario on a university college campus? Because ISIS is calling for attacks on college campus and universities. How about at a high school? These are the times to be prepared. This is a great conference for families, teenagers, church leaders, police officers, deputy sheriffs, anybody interested in their personal and corporate security. We will actually have demonstrations on how to be involved in personal one-on-one self-defense. Again, full details at wvwtv.com/livestream. You'll not only be able to hear these speakers, you'll see their demonstrations, and then you'll be able to ask them questions via email while we live stream it Friday night, November 3rd, Saturday, November 4th. You can register now for $99, whether that's one person watching or 100 of you watching. Get a living room, get a church fellowship hall full of people, and take advantage of this one fee, $99, for Friday night, all day Saturday, regardless of how many of you are watching. Full details, wvwtv.com/livestream. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. It's Tell Dr. John today. I know, we've always done Ask Dr. John, but today's Tell Dr. John is you get the chance to tell Dr. John Whitcomb what his ministry has meant to you, as we've done well over 100 Ask Dr. John programs. This is our last one today with him for radio. Again, I hope to be with him this fall to record a few TV programs with him. But as we've explained, due to the issues of health, live radio and hearing and listening and being able to hear the phone calls and the breaks coming in and out, it's getting a little much, and we totally understand that, and we appreciate him going as long as he has with us on radio. But today you get to tell him what it's meant to you, and he's still listening in the wings, and he told me what a blessing. Praise God. All the credit goes to the Lord, of course. That's Dr. John. You know that, but he's listening, and this is your chance to tell him what you have appreciated about his faithful ministry. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Brian. Brian, thank you for calling in today, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to thank Dr. John for the many years of truly, truly being a faithful man of God and not wavering one iota to the things of the Lord, especially theologically, and being able to count on him 100% when I hear him on the radio. And I'm very sad to hear that he's not going to be on your program anymore, but I completely understand. I just wanted to thank him and let him know that I appreciate his many years of faithful service and admire his faithfulness to the Lord and all of his good books. He's been such a godly inspiration to me. And I'm so, so thankful that he's continued faithful all these years and been very blessed by his ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. I sure appreciate that. I know Dr. John, as well as his whole family, appreciates that. And
He's got a wonderful family, and I've gotten the chance to visit with his daughter a few times over the last few weeks, and just to see what a loving family he has around him that love him, support him, want his ministry to continue going forth in a way that is best for him at this time. And so it's wonderful. And even the ability to be with him perhaps this fall is that they've said, yeah, come on up here to Indianapolis and film some TV shows with him over 2 days. So they're like, yeah, I think, you know, this would be great. Come do this. And what we'll do is make it really easy on him. We'll do one show one day and then do one show the next day so we don't wear him out. But the fact that they're saying, yeah, come on up here and do that, because I've been meaning to do that for some time, I've just neglected, but want to get him more on video talking about biblical creation, which is just, that's his wheelhouse, isn't it? And if you don't have the Genesis flood, it's over 60 years old. He wrote it over 60 years ago with Dr. Henry Morse. You ought to get a copy. It's really what launched so many of the creation ministries that are out there today. And you'll find his great books. Brian mentioned his great books. You'll mention those books. The books he mentioned, you'll find them at WhitcombMinistries.org. WhitcombMinistries.org. And, of course, the great thing about Dr. John's books, they're filled with Scripture. They're filled with the Bible. And what a gift it is that God has gifted people to write books expounding and applying the Word of God to the issues of the day, to give us a biblical worldview. What a gift that is. And what makes those books so great is that's what they are. They're not John Whitcomb's opinion. It's John Whitcomb's expositing of the Scriptures, breaking it down and applying it for us. And so we thank the Lord for gifted people that he's given to the church to write books that uplift, defend, and apply the only book God wrote, as Dr. John says. Let's go to Jody. Jody, what would you like to tell Dr. John today?
Hello.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. I would like to thank Dr. Whitcomb, because when I was an early Christian and just starting out trying to study the Bible, he helped me so much. I would get confused when I would read some of the different books of the Bible as to what was going on and where it was going on. And he had given one statement that has stuck with me my whole life, and he had said, Scripture always confirms Scripture. And I've been able to learn so much from him and also from that statement that he made, that if it's written one place, it's going to be in another too. So I just want to thank him for all of his faithful service all these years, and I just thank and praise the Lord for him being in my life when, at that critical stage when I was trying to figure out the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, he just brought life to the Word for me. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jody. I thank you for calling in. And if you would like to call in and tell Dr. John what his ministry has meant to you, the number is 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to line 4. Jim is calling in. Jim, what would you like to tell Dr. John?
Well, Brandon, thank you very much for both your testimony and your program and John Whitcomb's program. And I would say that this morning, just coincidentally, I was studying my Bible, and I think this applies to both Dr. John and you. Psalms 119, 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I don't mean to put you and Dr. John on a pedestal, but you have taught me both how to use that lamp. And I thank you. I'm trying to get through this without getting too maudlin.
You're doing fine.
And, you know, in closing, I would like you and Dr. John to look at Psalms 119, 111, and realize that's how I apply what I've learned from you and Dr. John. And I do thank you for that. And, sir, and Dr. John, have a very Oh, blessed afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jim. And, I mean, really, I don't think someone like Dr. John fully will understand the impact of his ministry until glory. Because of the ability, of course, of technology today, radio. Right now, we have many people listening to us over the terrestrial radio stations, and we have no idea who's listening. We have no idea who's tuned into the program today. We have no idea who's going down the interstate any given day and has just turned on providentially to hear the program. We have men and we have women that are incarcerated. Many of them that write to me, and it's almost on a weekly basis that I get letters, handwritten letters from men in prison. And they're listening to this program. And many of them pour out their testimony, handwritten. And some of them will never see the light of day again as far as being released. And they accept that. And they acknowledge what they've done and the consequences this has brought to them and their family. And they value men like Dr. John Whitcomb that enables them to be nourished spiritually even while they're in the situation they're in. Many of them write to say that the worldview of Islam and Word of Faith permeate these prisons, and that this radio signal is the teaching that they need to be able to be a witness and an evangelist where they find themselves. And so, Jim, we have no idea who hears these programs, how far they've gone. And then you add, beyond terrestrial radio, then you add the internet. And you add apps and Roku channels and computers. And we know we have people from our own Google Analytics listening in well over 150 nations worldwide. And so Dr. John has no idea how far his ministry has gone, but I think he'll get an idea one day in glory. Let's go to Joe, line one. Joe, thank you for calling in. What would you like to tell Dr. John today? Go ahead, Joe.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi, Joe.
Oh, my, what a day. This is a great day. This is an awesome day. I turned you on, Brandon, 10 years ago by accident. And I've been born and raised with the Lord since ground zero. My mother was a great Christian lady. Three brothers and a dad. She kept us in line all these years. I'm 60 years old. And you had Dr. John on that day. And his ability, I don't know what it is. It's a blessing that he has received. I would like to thank him for his 76-year journey. I think 1776 is 93. And I'm getting all emotional, too, and I'm not really that old emotional guy inside I am because I've been with the Lord my whole life. You guys have matured my way of thinking. You have strengthened my faith tenfold, and I'm expelling that in my community. Just this morning, I talked to a gentleman, lost his wife, and he was distraught, and I just said, all you have to do is trust the Lord. You have to talk to the Lord. And Dr. John taught me how to talk to the Lord. It's a supernatural blessing, if you will, because God is God. God is all. And Dr. John relays that the best I know. Now the Christian soldier part, you, Usama, Dr. Jimmy, Sharam, you guys are the soldiers right now. And I wish you the blessings to take over for him if he will no longer be on the air. And I wish Dr. John the best blessed rest and relaxation while he's still on earth, and tell him the Lord has a special seat for him in heaven.
Mm.
And that Thank is you. The truth, because he is related in such a good way. He is so soothing. His voice, I've only known you guys with your voice, but I can picture you.
Mm.
I can picture you walking your dogs and, you know, fighting your allergies and No, Brandon, I pray for you all the time, man, for your health, you know, for you to keep going so you don't lose it, you know, physically and okay. earthly, if you will.
And mentally. So,
you guys are my generals, if you will. If I always revert back to the really good hymn of Onward Christian Soldiers, and we're coming into the meat of it. The way the world view is and the way the world is acting, I'm almost sure Babylon is rising again. Hmm. And we need to be prepared to spiritually fight those people. I don't want to cause anger, any violence. The way we fight people is through the Word of God.
Destroying arguments, right? Raised up against the principles of the Lord.
So why are you lost? You're lost because you don't educate yourself. I'm a need-to-know person, A to Z. I'm not quite anal. I'm pretty close. When you get on your horse, Brandon, I'm right there with you. I'm on the back of the saddle with you. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Give me that horse a little. Let's go. So I would like to appreciate all of you guys over there because you helped me continue the word in my community. And I think that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Discipleship. Thank you, Joe. Awesome. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you so much and your encouragement. And we'll continue to hear from more folks like Joe. And notice it's the men who've gotten emotional today. And that's okay. I love the sensitivity in these guys. They're men. They're men. They're masculine, but they also are sensitive. That's awesome. Hello, I'm Brandon House. I've been taking a supplement drink every day for about 12 years that includes red wine extract, pine bark extract, and grapeseed extract. Many people ask me where I get my energy and stamina from that allows me to be so productive. Well, in part, my answer is this. I personally think these supplements have played a positive role in my good health and endurance. So we're now pleased to offer Extractgevity in our online store at wvwtv.com/bookstore. Now, studies show supplement ingredients may have anti-aging effects, protect cells from free radical damage, help prevent Alzheimer's disease, prevent growth of cancer cells, benefit your heart, skin, brain, eye, and circulatory health. Now, on our website, you'll find some articles from doctors and medical institutions on what research says are the benefits to the ingredients in this supplement drink. So you can do your own due diligence and decide for yourself. Extractgevity at wvwtv.com/bookstore. Now, as I said, I've been taking a supplement drink with these ingredients for 12 years. And because I believe it has benefited my health and my energy levels, I don't want to miss having it available to me. I don't want to run out. So I set myself up on an automatic subscription where it was shipped to me automatically every month. You can do that also. You don't have to be set up on the subscription plan, but if you want to, look for the subscription option, and that means that it'll be drop shipped to you automatically every month so you don't run out and you don't have to remember to order your Extractgevity. Extractgevity, now available at wvwtv.com/bookstore.
You are listening to Worldview Radio Network, a broadcast ministry of Worldview Weekend and Worldview Weekend Foundation.
The trilogy, Grave Influence, Religious Trojan Horse, and The Coming Religious Reich. Hello, I'm Brandon House. We put together a special three-book package of these three books that make up this trilogy that has been 8 years in the making. I first wrote Grave Influence. That's 360 pages, hardcover. Then I wrote The Religious Trojan Horse. That's 475 pages, hardcover. And then I wrote The Coming Religious Reich. That's 512 pages and hardcover. They include hundreds of footnotes per book. In fact, the Religious Trojan Horse book has over 500 footnotes, and The Coming Religious Reich has over 600 footnotes. So these are highly documented books. Three books, hardcover, at a greatly reduced price. Normally, all three, $67, but we have the special discount price of just $49 for all three. Want to take advantage of this? Just simply go to worldviewweekend.com/trilogy. worldviewweekend.com/trilogy. And get Grave Influence, Religious Trojan Horse, and The Coming Religious Reich, all three hardcover books at the reduced price of just $49 for all three. worldviewweekend.com/trilogy. This year, give the gift of a biblical worldview.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Folks, I have to tell you, one of the wonderful things I love about the organization and the broadcast ministry we have is giving a platform to other people. That has been a joy. Now, there have been times I've introduced you to people that later on I have been disappointed. But I have to say, I am so blessed to have worked with men like John Whitcomb and Jimmy DeYoung and so many of these other people and give them a platform to expand and grow their ministry. And then they can turn, do the same. And we work together and we're friends. And I just have to tell you what a joy it is to give a platform to someone like John Whitcomb, who has run his race so well. I have to tell you, some of these people, you meet them and you spend some time with them, and afterwards you wish you hadn't, because you just had a higher view till you got to maybe realize they're human. And I maybe that's the way you've been when you've met me. I don't know. I wouldn't blame you if you had. Because that's just it. We're human. We have feet of clay, and we build people up, and they're not always what we thought they were. Because as one caller said, you're a voice on the radio, and sometimes when you meet them, you're like, I wish I hadn't met them. But I'll tell you what, John Whitcomb is one of those guys, and Jimmy DeYoung, I could name others, that I'm so glad I've now been able to not only be able to give them a platform, but gotten to know them. And after getting to know them, I respect them and admire them more when I just knew them from a distance. And I think that's a lot. That says a lot about someone, doesn't it? And John Whitcomb is one of those guys. And I'm going to bring him back on the program before we end and let him say goodbye. Because I didn't think he was going to stay the whole program, because that was not the plan. We're just going to interview him for a few minutes, let him go, and then we were going to send a link. But he's been able to stay and listen. We'll bring him back in just a minute to say goodbye. But let's have a few more of you tell Dr. John what his ministry has meant to you. Let's go to Richard, line two. Richard, thank you for calling in. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. Brandon and Dr. John, I'd like to thank you for your faithfulness. Back in the 1970s, I was becoming convinced of theistic evolution, and I heard you on a creation conference broadcast over WMCU in Miami. And also, I got the book Genesis Flood, and I read that, and it straightened me out real good. So thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord. And we also, my wife and I, watch your programs on disc on Lord's Day afternoons. And it's really edifying. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service to our country also.
Wow. You know what I'm impressed upon today, folks, is we've had Peggy, a lady, but then we had Mike, Douglas, Raphael, or maybe Raphael didn't get on, he dropped off, Brad, Brian, then we had Jody, Jim, Joe, Richard. The guys, and we still have Bill and Scott to get to, the guys are outnumbering the women today. Now, let me tell you something, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged when I know we have men that have been listening to Dr. John and learning from Dr. John. And aren't you thankful for the men callers who've called in today who are godly men endeavoring to know the word? And that's good news. You know, a lot of times we report things here and it's not always good news. I don't know if you're noticing the good news here today. And that's the number of men calling in who love Bible teaching, who love theology, and want to disciple others, if you heard, and take what they learn and then put it in the lives of others. As you already heard, one caller doing today was someone who lost a spouse. There's good news here that maybe we're not even acknowledging, and we just did, because we need all the good news we can get, don't we? Let's go to, I think it's Adriana. Am I saying that correctly? Line three, Adriana?
Yes.
All right, you're on. What would you like to tell Dr. John?
Well, I had the privilege of actually meeting Dr. John when he came to Sheboygan, Wisconsin many years ago. And he was such a wonderful speaker and such a gentle person. And I'd like to thank him, too, for all the research that he has done when he studied the flood and the formation of Grand Canyon. And I guess I'm getting emotional, too. And we really appreciate his involvement with the Ark Encounter. It's been such a privilege to have been able to listen and learn from him, and he's such a godly treasure of knowledge, and we thank him for the time that he was willing to put into all of this, and yet he was such a, you know, he accomplished so much, and yet he was so humble and so gentle, and what an example of a wonderful Christian man.
What an example indeed. Thank you, ma'am. Real quick, Bill, go ahead, Bill. Thank you for calling in, Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. UCY has created the creation movement almost. And
indeed.
all these people, John Whitcomb especially, he's, you know, they're talking about his gentle voice. I listen to him on Sunday morning. You know, he's got that little half hour. It is. He is so uplifting. And, you know, John Morris and all these other people who could have been the earth movers of the creation. He created the creation movement in this country.
They really
and
did.
Debunking evolution, because they're all just amazing. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. All right. Let's bring in Dr. Whitcomb before I run out of time. Now, Dr. Whitcomb, we didn't know you were going to stay. I was going to send you a link to this to listen to, but I wanted to bring you back on to say goodbye and just, again, let you know how much we appreciate you and the hours of study you put in to bring us well over 125 Ask Dr. John programs. And I hope today's program has ministered to you and been an encouragement to you, Dr. John.
It's been a real blessing, brother, to have this opportunity to share the gospel. And I just am so thrilled with what the Apostle Paul said in his last letter. He said, I'm not ashamed. I know whom I have believed. I'm convinced that he's able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. And dear friend, when you put your trust in Jesus Christ, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit will see to it that you are fulfilled forever in glory with him in heaven. And we trust we'll see you there. God be with you. Thank you so much. God bless.
I don't know about you folks, but this has been a great program. This has been one of those programs you might want to listen to and share with a friend. And it's wonderful. And folks, we're going to get to do this for eternity. We're going to get to be together and fellowship around what has brought us all together. That's the truth of God's word and the Holy Spirit that indwells us. And we're a family in many ways. We call you our listening family, our listening friends. And today we had a little family meeting to say thank you to our friend and our family member, Dr. John Whitcomb. But folks, think about it. We're going to get to do this for eternity. Thank you, Dr. John Whitcomb. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hi, this is Wayne Shepherd, the host of Encounter God's Truth from Whitcomb Ministries. Each week we bring you the Bible teaching of Dr. John Whitcomb, who has been proclaiming for the past 65 years that God's Word is true from the beginning to the end. We are very blessed to partner with Brannon House and worldviewradio.com. Like us, Brannon is committed to providing his audience with sound biblical truth, and each week he faithfully distributes our program through his online network to a large number of devoted listeners. Whitcomb Ministries is very grateful for his generosity to our ministry. And we know that this effort is making a huge difference in our ability to reach out with our Bible-upholding broadcast. If our program has made an impact on you through Worldview Weekend, we urge you to consider making a tax-deductible contribution at www.wvwfoundation.com. You can also send a check to Worldview Weekend Foundation, Post Office Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Or call us to give by credit card at 901-853-8792. The world is growing darker. The time is getting shorter, and we must do all that we can to share the message of God's grace and His amazing plan for the future. For Dr. John Whitcomb, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Thanks for listening to Worldview Weekend Radio and Encounter God's Truth.